exactly.
If the soul is immovable, then how do the Yamdas thinkers drag the soul away? Yeah, achala means that the same Bhagavad Gita which says that the soul is achala yam sanatana, that also says urdhvam gacchanti sthasta madhye tishtanti rajasa jaganyaguna vrittista adho vachindamani. It also talks about the soul going up, soul going down, soul staying here itself. So that the soul moves is very clear. So immovable is not like an absolute eternal reality. And the soul is absolutely immovable. It basically means that it, see, if we say the whole section, that second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, it is differentiating between matter and spirit by describing how spirit has qualities which are opposite to that of matter. Nahanyate hanyamanesha. The body is destructible, soul is not destructible. Body changes, the soul doesn't change. Avyaktoyam, ikaryoyam, achintyoyam. So basically the focus of that section is to describe how the characteristics of spirit are not just different from, but in many ways opposite to that of matter. So in that sense, we have to look at what achala means. So the Bhagavad Gita uses the word chanchala for describing the mind. The mind is constantly restless. It is constantly swinging, moving here, moving there. The mind is also a part of matter, it's subtle matter. The soul is achala. Soul is achala means the soul is not fickle or movable the way matter is movable. Now, soul of course has free will, and by its free will, it can be moved. So, the immovability has to be seen in the context of it being is a contradictory characteristic to the characteristic of matter. Now, specifically with respect to Yamadutas, it is described that the Yamadutas, the Yamapasha, see the Atma is spiritual. The spiritual Atma cannot be caught by any material Pash. Yamapasha is also material. Yamapasha catches the subtle body. And they drag the Yamuta and the subtle body. And the soul is attached to the subtle body. And because the soul is attached to the subtle body, the soul goes to the subtle body. So it's like, you know, if a person is watching TV. And the person is so caught in watching the TV, some thief comes and starts stealing away the TV. The person is so caught in watching the TV, the thief is taking away the TV and the person goes after the thief. Not to stop the thief, but to keep watching the TV. So like that, the soul is attached to the subtle body. Yamadutas start taking the subtle body, the soul is not even aware that I have an existence separate from the subtle body. So there is identification with the gross body, but there is even greater identification with the subtle body. So because of that identification with the subtle body, when the subtle body is dragged by the Yamadutas, the soul also goes with it. Yamapash acts on the subtle body.